okay for people to eat with, to give everybody a... What were you saying?
Give them a fork, a knife, to eat.
And what else?
Spoon.
And you say, nowadays if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to set out steak.
Need something to cut it with. I'd have a knife.
And if there were several people eating, you'd have to bring out several.
Oh, you'd have to set it on the table so we can get it.
Say if there were three people eating, you'd put out three forks and three.
Oh, yeah.
Three what?
Three spoons.
And what else?
Three forks and three spoons put out.
And three?
Three knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you say, I have to. If the dishes are dirty, what would you have to do?
Well, you have to clean up before you serve your dinner stuff.
Okay. And once you eat, then you have to take the dishes in and...
And wash.
And after she washes the dishes, to get the suds off them, what does she do?
Well, you put clear water to get the suds off.
Okay, so she says she...
Put clear water to get the suds off.
She rinse?
Rinse them.
Okay. And the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes, you call that the...
Dish rag.
What about when you're drying?
Towel.
Huh?
Towel.
Okay. And to bathe your face with, you'd have a...
Towel.
The little thing.
Oh, yeah. Zinc.
Huh?
Zinc.
Or the little piece of cloth or rag.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Little towel.
Okay. And something that people make out of sugar cane.
Syrup.
Is there another name for syrup?
No. I don't know that.
Do you ever hear of black sprout?
Mm-mm.
What about molasses?
Molasses, yeah, some of them call it.
Some of them call it what?
Molasses.
What's the difference?
Ain't no little difference.
Do you ever hear them call long sweetening and short sweetening? You've heard of those? What would people say?
That's right. Sure, yeah.
What is long sweetening?
I don't know.
And if you wanted to buy some syrup or molasses, what would it come in?
It'd come in whatever. A gallon. It'd come in a gallon bucket. It'd come in a half. You want a half a gallon, it'd come in a half a gallon.
Do you ever hear of it coming in a stand? And what do they use, how do they make syrup from sugar cane? Do you ever see that done?
It's a pan long as from your back there when it's grinding cane, and there's a mill sitting out there, and it put that juice here in the pan, and they put fire on that pan and set that fire under there, and it boil that juice that it makes syrup out.
Do you ever see them use a big black thing?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
What Ronnie came in? That's the pan. That's the pan. That's what I'm talking about now.
When they take the sugar cane and they grind the juice out of it, what do they call that they have left?